So y'all know TikTok was my old stomping ground, you know, before the great ban, or should I say bans. But today, we're going back to my roots. We're going to be reacting to some crazy leftist race TikToks. Let's do it. Young Apollo with the All right, guys, before we get into these crazy videos, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible, and especially this video, because at the end, I've saved the worst of these TikToks, and it comes with a very sweet plot twist. Let's watch.
Can you be racist to white people?
No.
Why not?
Listen, educate yourself on racism. You cannot be racist to white people.
But how? Why?
If you look it up, you'll understand. Cracker.
That's not racist? No,
it's not racist. There's a difference.
If it was the other way around, then I'm racist.
Yes, because who was enslaved?
Why are we throwing
exactly
it back that far?
Who was enslaved?
Have you ever thought, like, maybe racism isn't real? The higher powers are just controlling and doing that so we fight amongst each other.
Be for real.
I'm being for real. I don't believe in it. Like, why can't we all just be friends?
Quacker.
Oh my gosh. That conversation was all over the place. Okay, so there's a lot to unpack in that video. Lots of twists and turns. First of all, I want to say what I always say on the show, which is, yes, you can be racist towards white people. It goes in both directions, right? It's a two-way street. I think you'll find, if you go back in white people's history as well, they have a history of being enslaved. That's something nobody wants to talk about, right? Because it only ever happened to black people in the transatlantic slave trade. So let me just shut my mouth, lock it up, and throw away the key.
Nope, nope, stop talking, go to jail.
This idea that you can just be blatantly racist towards white people is obviously super trendy right now. It's viral, it's popular. If you wanna have racial animosity towards a group of people, white people is the one to pick, right? Because we've just decided that they are the punching bags of the modern era.
Fucking white people.
And that seems to be the idea that she is so openly sharing in this video. It's kind of sad that you can be racist so openly. I mean, right in the middle of a busy public street, you can throw, you know, racial epithets at people. Insanity, wow.
White people are just so invasive. It's like...
She's literally not lying. This is so true, and I literally had an experience like this last week. I was in the supermarket, I was literally getting the last of my groceries. Like, I just needed to pick up one thing, and these two white people were in the aisle that I was in, the butter aisle. As I'm walking towards them, I have a gay pride mask on, just minding my business on the phone with my partner. And I kid you not, this white man who was having a normal conversation with this white lady literally proceeds to step in front of my cart, stop me, and just go off about, oh my god, yes, slay queen, yes, queen, yes, 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 oh my god, gay rights, FDNG, like...
Okay, well, what? So the first woman says that white people are invasive, which is just insane, and you can clearly see what she's insinuating there. She's referring to them sort of, you know, as their own species of individuals. This one is talking about how a white person came up and saw her pride mask and complimented her, wanted to let her know that they are in fact an ally in the movement that she is so outwardly displaying on her body, and that's somehow a bad thing? I'm confused.
Like, just being so extremely flamboyant, and it really got on my nerves because then he had the audacity to come from around the cart after stepping in front of it to stop me, to tell me this, to then hitting my arm and hitting my shoulders and hitting my, like, side to, like, show camaraderie. And it's like, you don't know me, so why do you feel like you can do this? Considering you were just having a normal conversation with the other lady.
I get not wanting to be touched by some random stranger in a supermarket or a grocery store or wherever they were, but this person was so clearly trying to display that they are on your side of things. And if you are an individual who wants to cry about your oppression, which it seems like she is that exact type of person, you're wearing a pride mask on your face to signal that you are part of a movement of marginalized people, and a white person, typically the person that you would describe as an oppressor, comes to you and says, you know what? I'm on your side of things. I support you. I love that you're wearing that openly and is trying to show, as she even states it, camaraderie with you. What's the problem? What is there to be upset about? That makes no sense. And it maybe goes to show that as a white person, when you're dealing with activists like this and SJWs, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you're mean to them. It doesn't matter if you're nice to them. It doesn't matter if you're an ally to their movement and you openly try to support them when they're out in public. Nothing you can do is going to take away the resentment that they feel towards you due to history or just the general animosity that they feel towards white people because they've been brainwashed into thinking that all of you are bad.
I just want you to know I hate you.
Even when you're nice to them. Oh my goodness.
A flag outside of somebody's house, I just automatically assume you racist.
Almost definitely, but we felt that way for years. Like, I'm 51, and even as a kid, we knew. It was understood. If there was an American flag at their house, they some racist-ass white motherfuckers. That's just what it was.
Okay, so if I put an American flag on my car or outside my house, does that automatically make me a racist or a white supremacist? It's crazy that the flag, which, in my opinion, is one of the most inclusive flags that you could probably have. Not the BLM one, not the pride flag or whatever, the American flag, based on the idea that all can coexist in this country. That's pretty inclusive to me. But now you're saying that people who choose to take pride in their country and say, you know what, I'm so grateful for being here and let me display that gratitude by having a flag outside of my house or on my car, those people are automatically racist. It's just sad. I would bet you, if you go up to the house that has the American flag and, you know, you knock on the door, you try to talk to your neighbors or you converse with them on the street, you're going to find that they're typically just average everyday Americans and they're probably going to be nice people. Most people are trying to be nice and good for the most part. Very rarely have I met somebody who is just blatantly racist and wants to let everybody know that that's what they are.
Power.
We have one more here. And I saved the worst for last for you guys. And we're all going to experience this together. And as I said at the beginning of this video, there's a plot twist at the end. So stick around.
Okay. This isn't like full shade towards you. I just see a lot of comments like this. And this was the most recent one. So I'm just responding to this one. When white people say shit like this, it isn't the serve they think it is. Like, you're a part of the problem. Fix your people, bro. Like, when white people are like, I'm white, and white people do suck. Yeah, you're probably a part of those said white people, so do something about it. The fuck? Also, I hate when white people try to validate me. Like, they're literally like, I'm white, but I agree. Bro, I don't know if you noticed, but I don't need validation from white people. Like, that's the last thing I need in my life. Like, I feel like white people always try, but they miss. Like... And I feel bad for y'all. Not that bad, though, because your ancestors suck and you're stinky and evil. But bad enough where I want to call you out and tell you not to leave comments like this because it's crusty.
And let's get this straight. She's a victim of racism in this country. She is the oppressed in this country. With what she's able to say in this video, this one irks me to my core more so than any other because you have somebody who's outwardly trying to let you know that they are in your camp, that they are in your corner when it comes to the so-called struggles that you have in this country. And even when you have somebody who's trying to defend you, you push them away.
Get out of here! Don't you understand? Get! I don't want you anymore!
Again, it goes back to what I said before. It doesn't matter what you do for these people. They've already decided who you are. They have already decided what you're like. And they've already decided to be racist and prejudiced towards you. And the fact that you can say something like, you need to go fix your people. I always say it, but imagine it in the other direction. Imagine telling this young woman, you need to do something to fix the problems in black culture and the black community. You need to go and fix your people. How would that go down? And more so than that, how would it go down if you made a video saying that on a platform like TikTok and posted that? What do you think the response would be? What do you think would happen to your profile? What do you think would happen to your job or your family? How would the internet react to you being openly racist like this on this platform?
Oh, he's gonna pay. He's gonna pay with interest.
Not well, because you can never put it in the other direction. You can never be racist in the other direction. They only want all of the power to be able to be hateful and vitriolic towards you, and nobody should be able to do it. We should decide that if racism is wrong, then you shouldn't be able to hurl it in either direction. and she has all this talk about white people, and let me let you in. You know, come closer. Let me let you in on the plot twist here. Let's watch this video and see if you recognize anybody. Is that maybe the young woman who hates white people and doesn't trust white people and doesn't, quote, need validation from white people with a white boyfriend? Somebody commented, activist in the streets, colonizer in the sheets. And I died. AOC, who is she married to? Ilhan Omar, who is she married to? Time and time again, these people are able to espouse their hatred on the internet or in their respective platforms. And then who do they end up dating? The very colonizer that they claim to have so much hate for. So that was our little plot twist. I enjoyed it. I don't know if you did. And that sums up my takes on these racist leftists on TikTok. Let me know how you feel about these videos. Is there a point that I missed? Drop it in the comments down below. And if you disagree with me, we always encourage healthy debate on this channel, so duke it out, but do so respectfully. And as always, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every single day. And I'll see you next time.